Good morning. And welcome, folks. Welcome to worship in Railway Street. It's great to have you with us today. Things are a bit different today. Lovely to see so many young faces up at the front this morning. And I'm very happy to say, as I promised you, folks, you're not going to have to listen to me preach the rest of this month. Very happy that I'm going to be handing over very, very shortly to others who are going to be leading us in our service today. So we welcome you, those who are in the building, those of you who are watching or are listening at home. It's great to have you all sharing in our service today. Just to go through a few announcements, I want to welcome our speaker today, Andrew Gray. Lovely to have Andrew with us. I think Hannah's going to interview him later on, so we'll find out a bit more about him. Unfortunately, I've discovered he's a Baptist, and it gets worse because he was brought up Presbyterian, I gather. I don't have difficulty with people going the other way. That's good in my book now, but no, Andrew, you're very welcome. Lovely to have you with us. Look forward to hearing more about you and more from you later in our service. Our service today will be led by Hannah Craig, our youth coordinator. And just to let you know, folks, because I don't think we have said this, but at our last business meeting of Kirk Session, when Hannah was appointed at the end of the summer, that was for just an initial one-year period. But I'm very happy to say that the Kirk Session have unanimously agreed that we extend that for three more years. So we're delighted to have got Hannah. Yeah. Delighted to have got her, and we're delighted that we're keeping her. We just are waiting final confirmation of that, the linkage commission of the General Assembly are meeting at the end of this month. All the paperwork is with them. That should go through on the nod, but we're delighted about that. So Hannah is leading our service today. Just in terms of this incoming week, folks, tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Prayer Focus, we'll meet. We'd invite you to join with us. There's lots to pray for, especially as we look forward to our Exodus teams heading off to Romania. Exodus had their commissioning service for all the teams in Wellington Presbyterian last night. It was great to be back at that. It was a marvellous night last night. Lots of things to pray for coming up, so do join us if you can tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. across the way in number 31. Summer bulletin is going to be put together this week. That covers July and August, folks. So if you have any items for over the summer, even looking ahead to the start of September, could we encourage you to get those into Angela in the office by Tuesday morning this week. And we hope then to have that available and up online next weekend. This week is the General Assembly. It's later than normal. It's also meeting on different days from normal. So the General Assembly begins on Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., the opening night. All are welcome at that. I know a number of folks, Railway Street, regularly go down to that, get the train, and then it's a short 5-minute walk across to Assembly buildings. Would encourage you to do that. And then the Assembly is meeting from Thursday morning through until Saturday afternoon. Not so happy about that. But all public sessions are live streamed via the PCI website, so you can tune in at any time and see what's going on, and look out for a number of folks from Railway Street who will be present at that. So General Assembly running from Wednesday through to Saturday. 422 have their final meeting of this session. That's at Dobie's for afternoon tea this coming Thursday, 2:30 p.m. Then next Sunday, I'm doing a swap. The Reverend Jamie Maguire, Minister of First Drumbanniger and Gerrards Pass in King's Mills. Anybody heard of him? He will be back along with his beard next Sunday morning to lead worship here. And I'm going down to take the services in Jamie's congregations. And then we have our communion service on Sunday evening, 6:30 p.m. And Reverend Dr. Marty Cowan will be preaching at that. Then the last announcement, one that wasn't printed or up on the screens, and that is next Sunday evening. This is for those in their 20s and 30s. I know the 20s and 30s had a great night at Aaron and Lois Kerr's a few weeks ago. A lot of connections made there. There is a night for those in their 20s and 30s at Mays Presbyterian next Sunday. at 8:30 p.m., so it's after our evening service here. It's a praise and ice cream night for those in their 20s and 30s. Mays Presbyterian, if you're interested in going along to that, speak to Hannah or speak to Jess Nelson. That's all I got to say. Very happy to hand over to Hannah.
It's our Youth and Children's Sunday, where we get to say thank you to God for the children and young people in our church family, and we get to celebrate all of his goodness to us among them during this past year. We've come to worship God, we're going to sing, we're going to pray, we're going to hear God's word read and explained for us. And all these things that we do to know and love God more and enjoy being part of his family. So as we begin, listen to these words from Psalm 107, a song of God's people. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that he has redeemed them from the hands of the foe and has gathered them from the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south." So let us do that now, giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good. As we join to sing, "Our God is a Great Big God." And for this song, we'll be joined by some other musicians, some tiny musicians. The Beginners Band are going to help us to worship God together. And if you know the actions to this one too, please do those. Thank you so much, Beginners. That was great. Let's continue to speak to God now as we pray together. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are great and that you are big, but thank you that you are also good, that your love lasts forever. Thank you that as your redeemed and rescued people, we can say that you have rescued us from our enemies through Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the children and young people in this church family. Thank you that you know them and you love them. Thank you for the joy that they bring to our church family. And thank you for all the work that you have done in and through them this year. Thank you for their parents and their leaders who have worked hard this year to bring your word to them. Thank you, Father, for all your goodness to us in giving each one of them to be part of our church family here. Please be with us today as we say thank you to you and worship you, for you are good. Amen. In a little bit, we're going to read from God's word, and we're going to have God's word explained to us. I'm so glad that my friend Andrew is with us this morning, who's going to be teaching us from God's word. But before he does that, I thought it would be good for us to get to know him a little better. So Andrew, if you'd like to come up, I've got a few questions for you to help us to get to know you. Andrew, please can you tell us where you're from, what church family you belong to, and how you spend your time during the week?
Yes, so my name is Andrew Gray. I'm 22. I'm from Armagh. I go to Armagh Baptist, as has already been said. And I currently am finishing up working for an IT company based out of Newry, but I just work in my bedroom, unfortunately, at the minute. And then in September, I'm planning on going to the Baptist College in Moira.
Thank you. Couple of burning important questions. Now, so Andrew, what's your favourite colour?
See, this is the tough one. You sent me these through and this is the hard one. I think my favourite colour is blue.
Okay. It's a tough one. Any particular reason?
No deep meaning, no, just like the colour blue.
Great. And what's your favourite food?
Favourite food is probably Chinese. A good Chinese. Probably a honey chili chicken. It's very good.
Okay. And what's your favourite place in Northern Ireland?
I'm a big fan of the North Coast, going up to the beach.
Yeah, plenty of people here are a fan of that too. And Andrew, how and when did you start following Jesus?
Yes, so I became a Christian when I was 16. It was on an SU weekend with school. At the time, a lot of people would have thought I was a Christian. I went to church, I did all the right things, so to speak. And on that weekend, I got to speaking to the guy who came to speak to us on that weekend. And he showed me and made me realise through talking to him that these stories that I'd grown up listening to, learning about Jesus, about his death on the cross, that was real to him. This wasn't just something that he went to church and said he agreed with it, but made no impact on his life. This was the thing that he focused on, everything he did was centered around. He loved Jesus and wanted to follow him. And really talking to him and seeing that this was real really changed me and impacted my life, realizing that no, the Bible doesn't want and God doesn't want us to just go to church to tick a box to say that's what you should do, but rather he invites us to a real relationship, to be actually forgiven for our sins, to know the God and creator of the entire universe. And so it was 16 when I was on that SU weekend.
That's great. Thank you so much, Andrew, and we're looking forward to hearing you speak to us later. We're going to have God's word read to us now. Seth is going to read from Psalm 34. This is a song written by David after he escaped from his enemies, and he wrote this song to praise God for all that he had done. Thank you, Seth. It's Psalm 34, and it's page 561 in the Bibles in the pews.
I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord, let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
Thank you, Seth. Before Andrew comes to speak, let's do what David said in that psalm. Let us exalt God's name together as we sing to him and to one another.
Boys and girls, it is great to be with you this morning. I wonder if you could do me a little favour. Up on the screen, there's going to be a wee picture is going to come up, hopefully. And I wonder if you can tell me what it is a picture of. Okay, can anyone tell me? What is that a picture of?
Yeah.
It's a picture of the moon, exactly. Yeah. And can anyone tell me, what shape is the moon? What shape's the moon? It's a circle, exactly, isn't it? When we see it in a picture, it's flat, it's a circle. Can you think of maybe some other words you might use to describe the shape of the moon?
It's a sphere.
Amazing, yeah, it's a sphere, it's like a ball, it's round, isn't it, yeah? It's like a circle, it's a sphere, it's round, okay? And I wonder then, if I put up the next picture, these two more pictures, the picture on the left, can anyone tell me what's the name we give to describe what that is on the left? Still a moon, but what's the word we use to describe it yet? Not quite, no, not quite an eclipse. Good answer though, good attempt, yeah. Amazing, yeah, it's a half moon, isn't it? Okay, and if our full moon was a circle, what might we use to describe what shape that is? Can anyone think of what we might use to describe that? Not quite close, not quite, maybe something else? Yeah, brilliant, a semicircle. We've got a semicircle, it's a half circle, isn't it? Okay, we've not quite got our full moon, our full circle. We've got a half moon, we've got a semicircle. And then one more picture, on the right, we see something else. And this is a slightly harder word, beginning with C. Can anyone think of what describes what that moon is?
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. It's a crescent moon, okay? So we've got our circle for our full moon, we've got sort of our half circle, and then we've got this crescent shape. Now, does anyone know why it is we see things like that? Is it because has something hit into the moon and squished it a wee bit so it becomes a half moon? Is that what's happened? No. And then is it maybe it has squished a wee bit more and then become a crescent? No. That's not what happens, no. In fact, these three moons, these three pictures, are all the same moon. They're all the same moon that when we go out at night and we look up into the sky, they're the same one we see. It doesn't matter what we see, the moon that we see up in the sky is always round, okay? Some days we see that it's a half moon, some day we see that it's a crescent. It's all to do with the rotations of the moon around the earth and all that science, not going to get into that. But the moon that we see is always round. And if we stick up the next picture on the screen, this reminded me of a book I heard about the other week. It is called, quite aptly, The Moon is Always Round. And this book and the story behind it is really amazing. The guy that wrote it is a guy called Johnny, and in fact, he's from Northern Ireland. And he wrote this book for really quite a sad reason to start with. Something really, really sad happened in his family. In fact, he lost his little daughter. And he had a son called Ben, like you can see in the picture there. And Ben found this really difficult, as did everyone in the family. But Ben was quite confused. He was sad why this would happen. He felt lonely. He had questions. He had worries. He had doubts. Why would God let this happen? If God says he loves us, why would he let this happen to my sister? And to help Ben understand this, Johnny took him to the window to look out into the night sky like they did so often. And they looked up and he asked Ben, what shape is the moon tonight? And maybe that night it was a half moon or a crescent moon or whatever it might have been. And then Johnny asked Ben, but what shape is the moon always? And for years, they would always go out at night. They would look up at the moon and Johnny would ask Ben that. And just like we've seen today, the moon is always round. But every time Johnny and Ben did this, Johnny taught them that this teaches us something about God. He said, when we see the moon and we see that the moon is always round, we can be reminded that God is always good. The moon is always round and God is always good. Because boys and girls, sometimes we can be in situations like little Ben here. Sometimes we can be sad, we can be confused, we can have all of these questions. We might feel really lonely or angry or whatever it might be. And just like we could go out at night and we could look in the sky and we might see no moon at all, we might see a half moon, we might see a crescent, we can know, no matter what we see, the moon is always round. So too, when we have those questions, when we have those worries, we might feel really sad, but we can know that God is always good. Even when he might seem and feel really far away, even when we don't have all the answers to our questions, we can know that God is always good. And if in our passage that was read so brilliantly earlier, in verse 8, we see in Psalm 34, it says, if you put it up on the screen, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, those seem like quite strange words to use for something that we know. Okay, how do I taste that God is good? How do I see that God is good? Well, if I were this morning were to try and explain to you what an apple tastes like, okay, if I were to try and explain to you what a banana or what honey tastes like, and I was to try and think of as many words as I could to try and explain the taste of it, it would be really, really hard. But ultimately, the easiest way for me to show you what an apple tastes like is to give you an apple, to let you actually experience it, to taste it yourself. The same way, if I were to tell you to close your eyes and I was to try and explain what this room looks like, to explain the windows, to explain the roof and the floor, what each of the people look like, their hair color, I could spend hours trying to tell you every single little detail. But ultimately, again, the easiest way for you to really know what this room looks like is for you to open your eyes and see it. To know it yourself truly is for you to experience it, to know and believe it truly yourself, not just from the facts that I tell you, but to know yourself, to taste and see. And the Bible wants us in that same way to know that God is good, to not just simply believe it as a fact in the Bible that seems far off, but to know in our heart that we can trust him, that we can follow him, we can give him our entire life, because he will never let us down. He will never leave us. He will never change. God is always good. And there are two stories in the Bible that I want to tell you about that remind me of this amazing truth that God is always good. The first, as we'll see up on the screen, is the story of Joseph. It's found in the Old Testament, so it's not the Joseph that is Jesus' dad, not Joseph and Mary, the other Joseph we find in Genesis 37 to 50. And the story of Joseph, as I'm sure a lot of you will know, we'll know that Joseph had a lot of brothers, and we know that Joseph's dad liked Joseph the best. He was his favorite, and his brothers got really, really jealous about this. And so they took Joseph and threw him into a pit, like you can kind of see in that photo. And then they actually took him and they sold their own brother as a slave to another country. They pretended he was dead and sold him away. And then when he was in this other country, as he began to make friends and get an important job and all of this here, then someone important lied, cheated him. Even though Joseph had done nothing wrong, he was thrown into prison. And then again, as he started to help those around him, they forgot about him, even though they had made promises that they wouldn't. They forgot about him, and he was abandoned and left again in prison. Years later, finally, he got out of prison. He began to get an important role. He was helping the king of Egypt to deal with this really bad famine that was going on. And finally, Joseph was reunited with his brothers and with his dad. Loads and loads of chapters in the Bible. We can read this whole story. But as he was reunited with his brothers, Joseph said something to them that really reminds us of this truth, that God is always good. Joseph said to his brothers, "What you meant for evil, what you did, all of these horrible things of throwing me into this pit, pretending I was dead, selling me off as a slave, all of these bad things that you did for evil, God meant it for good." Now, I'm sure Joseph would have felt really hard to believe that when he was sitting in the pit, looking up at the sky, thinking life was going to end, or when he was abandoned and thrown into a prison, life would have been really, really hard for Joseph. But Joseph could look back and see that throughout all of that, God was always good. Even when life was really hard, even when everyone was against him, God never changed. God kept every single one of his promises to Joseph and his family. He fulfilled all of those promises. Even through Joseph, he saved his people from a famine and did all these wonderful things. Joseph could see that through it all, God was always good. And the second story that this reminds me of is in the New Testament. We'll see it up on the screen here. It is the most well-known story in the entirety of the Bible, the Easter story. Boys and girls, I wonder if any of you could tell me what happened on the Friday of Easter. On Good Friday, what happened?
An angel sat on the rock and rolled it aside.
You're getting quite just a wee bit ahead of me. That's on the Sunday. So if we go back 2 days, what happened on the Friday? What happened on Good Friday? Can you remember? Hint is on the right-hand side of the picture there. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus, God's own son, came into this world, and even though he had done nothing wrong, he died on the cross to take the sins of his people. And then, as you were saying, 2 days later, he rose from the dead. The angel rolled the stone away. Jesus rose from the dead. He defeated sin and death. So that if we put our trust in him, we can be forgiven for all that we've done wrong, all of the sin that is in our heart. But that talks about the Friday and the Sunday. What day comes between those two, though? Between a Friday and a Sunday?
Saturday.
A Saturday, yeah. But we don't hear very much about Saturday on the Easter story. We hear about the Friday, and we hear about Jesus dying on the cross, and the Sunday, him rising from the dead. But what about the Saturday? Now, on the Saturday, Jesus' disciples, his friends, his family would have been really, really sad. They would have been really, really scared. The person that they had gave up everything to go and follow, the ones that they had given up their job for, their livelihood, everything to follow, the one who they had seen do amazing, wonderful things, the one they had put their trust in, had been killed. He had died and was buried in a tomb, and they would have been really, really confused, really sad, really scared that the same thing might happen to them too. They had all of these questions, and they might have thought, has God forgotten us? Has God abandoned us? Has God changed? What is happening? Why is this happening? But we know, we've already said, what happened just the next day. Just the next day, Jesus rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. He didn't stay dead. He rose so that we can put our trust in him. A risen Savior, one who has ascended into heaven now. The disciples didn't have to stay sad, didn't have to stay confused. They hadn't given up everything for no reason. They could follow Jesus because they could see him with their very own eyes because he rose from the dead. God had not changed. Jesus had not changed. He had not forgot about them. He had not changed his plan and decided to do something else. Or these Jews and these other people had got one up on God and he hadn't figured this out. Nothing like that. God had a plan. He is in control of all things and he is always
good. And boys and girls, no matter what is going on in our life, no matter if we are really, really sad, if we're really, really confused or angry or lonely or whatever it might feel, however we might feel, and these things happen so often, bad things happen in this world. This is a broken and sinful world, and we feel those ways. But we can know, we can taste and see the Lord is good, that God is good, that he has never changed, that he will never let us down. We can put our trust in him. We can follow him. We can give him our entire life. Even though we rebel and sin against him every single day, we do the things that he tells us not to do. We can come to him. We can ask him to forgive us. And we can trust him. And any time that you go out at night and you look up into the sky and you see the moon, whether it be a full moon, a half moon, a crescent moon, whatever it might be, you can know that that moon up in the sky is always round. And so too, no matter how you feel in life, you can always know, boys and girls, that God is always good. The moon is always round and God is always good. Thank you so much for listening.
Now that we have heard God speak to us, through his word, we are going to respond to him by speaking to him as we pray together. Daniel and Amber from Youth Church are going to come and lead us in our prayers. They're going to thank God for how he's been good to us in this past year, and then praying that we would see lots of his goodness in the months ahead.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to church to learn more about you. During the year, we have been so lucky to learn so many things at Youth Church. Some of them have been honouring why we honour God, caring to be good neighbours, gathering why we come to God, why we come to church, the Bible timeline, and the Book of Hebrews. My favourite was the Book of Hebrews because it mentions famous Bible characters like David, Samuel, Isaac, and Moses. It also has the incredible chapter 11. Chapter 11 explains why you should have faith in God. Also, it mentions the walls of Jericho that fell and God's people walking through the Red Sea, but when the Egyptians tried to follow them, they drowned. Both of these events happened because God's people had faith in God. Thank you to Hannah, who takes Youth Church every week and does a fantastic job teaching us. Amen.
Dear Lord, I pray that you will watch over us this summer and in all the challenging times we may face ahead. I pray that you'll help us grow in you. I pray that you bless the Exodus team, Lord. I pray that you'll deliver them safely and help them spread your word. I pray that you'll watch over Ganaway, Lord, and that it will be exciting and teach your word. I pray that you will help the leaders of Ganaway as they plan everything. I ask that you will help anyone who is sick right now, Lord, and I pray that you will bring peace to any countries which are in conflict. I pray that you will help governments make the right decisions. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Daniel and Amber. Youth and children and your parents, we are so thankful that you are part of our church family. We love you and we love to see you grow, to grow physically and to grow in your love for the Lord. So we would like to take this time now to give you a little gift from the church family to show you that we love you and to help you to grow in your love for Jesus. So I'm going to invite Nikki and Sophie up to pass out gifts for our children in Beginners and Kids Church. And then when Nikki and Sophie call out your name, you can come up and get your gift and then go back to your seats. Thanks, Nikki and Sophie.
Hiya, I am Sophie. I help lead with the Beginners. I took over this year from Hilary Milligan and it has been exciting. I've really enjoyed it. I want to just thank my helpers and my leaders. It couldn't be done without yous and the parents that bring your kids each week. So I'm going to start with Emily Wall. She wants to come up. But I just want to thank all the kids for coming each week and being such great children, as all the leaders could agree. All right, I'll hand over to Nikki.
Hi everyone, it is a real joy and privilege to serve alongside the leaders that we have in Kids Church and working with a great group of children that come along each week. We have loved being able to have them this year, but one massive highlight for me has just been able to have them back into church again so that they can see, because as much as we know that they are part of the church family, it's great for them to see and know how much they are valued. So thank you to all of the leaders who commit their time every week. And we have a little gift for you kids as well. I'm only going to call the ones that I know that are here that I have ticked off in my little list. So if I haven't spotted you, come and give me a nudge at the end of the service today and I will be able to give you your gift. So first up, we have Liam Finnegan. And Leah Toland. Oh no, I called you, didn't I? That's okay. I think I've called everyone. Did I get everybody? Great. Thank you so much, everyone.
We do have gifts for those in youth church as well, but we talked about it last week and they would prefer not to come up to the front. So they'll get their gifts in youth church next week. To finish this morning, we are going to praise God by singing. We have heard how our God is always good, and so we can trust him when we follow him. So only he should be our vision, for only he is good. So let's stand and sing, Be Thou My Vision.
Let's stand and sing this.
Thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for church family for your ongoing prayers and support of our children and young people and their families. So as we finish, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are always good, no matter what is going on in our world or in our lives or how we might feel, you remain the same. You are always good. Please would your goodness follow us as we go out to serve you this week and all the days of our lives. Amen.